what name are you known? There are some who call me... Tim?
The X-Wing started to open. Oh my god. Uh-oh. I know what that means.
I forgot the man.
Hello, it is Zach with a podcast named Tim. Thank you for checking out this movie review for Son of Kong. Please do like, share, and subscribe to the podcast on whatever audio platform you're using. Of course, leave a rating and review, and follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, our YouTube channel if you haven't seen it. So we're kind of everywhere. We're making a big push to come back. Took a couple months off, had a lot of work life things happening, still some more life things happening, but getting through some of that, and all good things, I should say, nothing bad, all very good things, but just making things busy. Going to be changing up the format of the show a little bit in some respects. There's going to be, and this is also good, there's going to be a lot more content that's going to be coming out for the show. Going to be doing a lot more solo reviews, and then having the standard myself and dad reviews that come out weekly starting up here shortly. But going to be myself and maybe dad pumping out a lot more solo content just to make sure we can do the thing we like to do, which is talk about movies and stuff. So that's kind of my only little notes before getting into the review of Son of Kong. And I should also say, so I'm in the process, one of the good things that's happening in life, of moving, which is always a fun time to move. And part of the move has included me finding a bunch of DVDs that I bought to review for the show that I thought maybe we could do episodes on. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get to all of them because I bought so many. Now they're like secondhand stores and stuff. And so I grabbed a nice chunk of them, and before I finish packing and before we move, I'm going to try and get through these movies so that I can get rid of them, then I have to carry them over. So that's part of the other reason for a lot of the movies coming forward. This Son of Kong I bought in a two-pack. It was King Kong and Son of Kong in, a double feature. We reviewed King Kong a couple years ago for the channel, and just had never got around to watching Son of Kong, but now I did, and love to share my thoughts with it. Literally just finished it a moment ago, but let's get into the stats, and then I'll tell you my thoughts on it. So Son of Kong came out in 1933. We will touch on that in a moment. 1 hour and 10 minute runtime, 42% on the tomato meter, 28 from the audience score, and a 5.6 on the on IMDb there. Of course, Robert Armstrong and Frank Reicher, I believe they say that, Riker. I might be back, but I'm still not going to be able to read or pronounce any names. They reprised their roles from the first film, and if you've never seen Son of Kong, the general premise is that following the events of the first movie, our heroes are down to their luck. I guess heroes might be our human friends are down to their luck. He's being sued, and he's got to get out of town and just wants to try and make his millions again and find purpose in life in some respects. So Carl Denham is out leaving town. He winds up in the middle of nowhere, and then decides to return to Kong Island because he thinks there may be some treasure there. And of course, when he is there, he meets little Son of Kong, who he has a unique relationship with. Overall, my thoughts, I really enjoyed this film much more than I thought I would. I thought that it was definitely a little bit more kiddish at times. They downplayed the ferociousness, or at least the human's reaction to Kong this time. So it was much more, even though he was being gentle and comical at times, the thing that really, why I understand a lot of people don't like this film is people's reaction to Kong is lessened. And obviously some of the mystique of the film is missing. There's not a lot of time with the native islanders. We don't have, you know, those great shots of the, you know, the big gate opening up, which is one of my favorite shots ever. But we still get, I think, a really good and interesting story. The what happens after, you know, you see all these movies, like these superhero movies and everything else, where these cities are destroyed after, and but no one ever talks about what happens afterwards. And so I like that we're getting this man who almost reached the zenith of fame and fortune, who it came crashing down on him, and now he's down on his luck and is on the run, and some, you know, from a bunch of law, from the law, and from people suing him, and just all civil suits and everything. So I enjoyed that continuation of the story. I understand that, again, I understand the kiddish concerns, but I think I really enjoyed Son of Kong, the actual son, because I thought there was an interesting bond that he had with Carl Denham and with Hilda. They took care of him, and he still showed his kind-hearted nature. There's a great moment at the end of the film, and spoilers for a film from years ago. There's a great moment where earlier in the film he had hurt his finger, and Carl goes to patch up Kong's finger, and he's wrapping it up in I think their shirt. And then later at the end of the film, when Kong is saving Carl because there's a giant earthquake at the end, and of course the film does have a bunch of fights with giant sized monsters, which you have to have in these films, but there's a great moment at the end where he's holding him up from the water so that Carl doesn't drown. And the last shot you see is Carl being saved, or the last shot you see is Carl being saved, and then his bandaged finger kind of right center of the screen. And just a nice full circle moment there for Kong. Look, for an hour and 10 minutes, they did a lot. They, you know, we had a little romance, not forced as much as you would expect. We had a mutiny on a ship. We had earthquakes. We had Kong fighting a giant bear and fighting a dinosaur monster of some sort. We found buried treasure. I mean, what more could you want in a film? I really enjoyed it. Certainly, the animation was not as good. Apparently, you know, the budget was cut in half, and they said get this out in 9 months. They wanted it out for Christmas, which shows you just how popular the original Kong was. I mean, if you have a hard time putting it into context, they said make a sequel to this immediately because we need to make more money. So I thought this was great, and I would actually really recommend it to people. I understand why it would do poorly, and I understand why people wouldn't like it as much, but for me, I think it makes a great double feature, and I'm glad I bought that DVD case with both of them in it, because I kind of wish I would have watched them back to back. Definitely go watch Son of Kong. I think it is worth your time. The animation, the claymation, stop motion isn't as great, but there's a fun, interesting story, and one that I'd actually like to see remade. Whenever we do remakes of Kong, it's always the first story. I think, given modern storytelling and pacing and having a more serious bent to this, you can actually do the plot line of Son of Kong much better in a future film. And so I'd like to see someone touch on that. But that's my thoughts on this film. Go check it out. I gave it a 7 out of 10, which, if on my rating system, 7 is a movie you should watch once in your life. So definitely go check it out, and thank you for checking out this video. More to come. If you have other of the Kong films that you'd like us to review or check out, or if you have your thoughts on this film, let me know in the comments below. See you next time here on a podcast named Tim.